Leave YouTube alone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. YouTube's CEO has been trying to figure out how to deal with hate speech. One idea was for YouTube to vet every video before allowing it to post. But users upload 300 hours of video per minute, close to 500,000 hours per day. It would take 58,000 editors working 8-hour shifts to watch all that. And you'd have to hire 10,000 therapists to keep them sane. Not going to work. YouTube's problem isn't the content. It's that the audience insists on watching stuff it then decides it doesn't like. If you can't handle hate speech, watch the edited media. But Dave, do you approve of the hate speech? Obviously not, which is why I don't watch it. But how come you don't want YouTube to censor it? Because it's a fantastic tool for law enforcement. YouTube's dark corners, where people proudly reveal their depravity, are the perfect window into who needs surveillance, who shouldn't be anywhere near a weapon, and who probably shouldn't be invited to a sleepover. But the bottom line is, no one has to watch any of this, except the FBI, because that's their job. And if you do watch it, and it turns you into a psychopath, that's on you. With any luck, you'll put up an uncensored video of your own, bizarre enough that the cops will disarm you before you can hurt anyone. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.